A recently opened exhibit at the Peoria Riverfront Museum focuses on the guitar and its worldwide popularity.
There's no other musical instrument that you have to hold close to you and embrace, and you can feel the music, you can feel the vibrations of the guitar against your body.
That's H.P. Newquist, founder and executive director of the National Guitar Museum. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Friday, October 2nd, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Teachers and parents have struggled trying to get kids to wear their masks. Health professionals say it's important adults talk to children about the significance behind wearing a mask and about maintaining good personal hygiene. WCBU student reporter Olivia Streeter has more.
OSF pediatrician Dr. Terry Ho says that ultimately parents and adults have set the precedent for kids about wearing masks.
From the beginning, what kids have seen is they've seen their parents wearing masks when we go outside. And so we have set examples for them on how to wear a mask, why we wear a mask. There's going to be some challenges that come along with the mask use, but I think that's where it comes down to us as adults and parents to continue to educate our children about why we're doing it.
Dr. Ho says that if parents want their children to have a positive attitude about mask wearing, they should also have that same attitude.
Having kids choose their own mask, they might be more compliant in wearing something that they had a decision in picking out. So I think we have to be careful as parents as we talk about why we're wearing masks and some different views on them, that kids may be in earshot of that and that they hear our frustrations, then they may feed onto that as well.
Dr. Ho says teachers continue to remain innovative and resilient during this time. Many are trying their best to get their students to be compliant with mask-wearing rules.
We've seen teachers come up with so many different new ways to teach their class in a safe setting. So I'm sure that they're also coming up with different ways, games, rewards, to be able to keep kids in masks.
Dr. Ho says that everyone should keep in touch with their doctors and to ask frequent questions. He also stresses the importance of keeping up with immunizations and checkups to remain healthy. For more information, visit WCBU.org. I'm Olivia Streeter.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. First District Councilwoman Denise Moore questions the plans for two of the city's fire stations as she announces her re-election bid. Police say a second vehicle was involved in a weekend crash in South Peoria that killed four young women, and a new owner is restarting the J.K. Williams Distillery at a former dry cleaning facility. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. A gigantic, world record playable guitar serves as the centerpiece of the Peoria Riverfront Museum's new exhibit on the musical instrument that rocked the world. H.P. Newquist is the founder and executive director of the National Guitar Museum in New York City and helped bring the exhibit to Illinois for the first time. Newquist tells Joe Deacon that Americans have had a fascination with the stringed instrument for centuries.
The guitar is the most popular instrument not only in America but in the world. And there's probably a number of reasons for that. One of which is you have to hold it so close to you. There's no other musical instrument that you have to hold close to you and embrace. And you can feel the music, you can feel the vibrations of the guitar against your body. Every other instrument you kind of reach out and sort of have to either hit something or play it by stretching your arms away from your body. So the guitar resonates with individuals at an intimate level. And I think that's translated all over the world to making it an instrument that's popularity is unrivaled.
What does it mean to be able to bring an exhibit like this to Illinois and to this museum?
Well, I think the Riverfront Museum is extremely unique in that it presents so many disciplines from art and history to science that the things that we're presenting in the exhibit all tie in and dovetail with that very nicely. We talk about the design of the guitar, the history of the guitar, the science behind how guitars make sound. And so I think bringing it here to this museum is a perfect match.
Obviously, one of the headlining features of this exhibit is this giant guitar here. Can you tell me a little bit about this exhibit?
This guitar is a giant flying V, or a copy of it. It's 43 and a half feet long. It weighs just about 2,000 pounds, which is about the weight of a Mini Cooper. And it was built by an academy, a science academy in Texas about, now it's about 15 years or so ago. And when they built it, the Guinness Book of Records certified it as the world's largest playable guitar. And when I say playable, it has an interesting sound. I wouldn't consider it music, but you can definitely create sounds with it.
What are some of the other interesting artifacts you have here in this exhibit?
We have several historical artifacts. We have one of the very first six strings that was ever produced. It was made in Italy in 1806. Prior to that, guitars had anywhere from 6 to 14 strings. This was one of the very first six-string guitars. We also have one of the very first production electric guitars, which is called the frying pan. It was made in 1934, and it was created to play Hawaiian music. Most people think that electric guitars were created for rock and roll or blues or country. It's actually created to play Hawaiian music, so that's also a great piece. And then we have a few bits of eye candy. We have one of B.B. King's Lucille's. We have a guitar from Tony Iommi of Black Sabbath that he used on his final tour. There's lots of things that span the spectrum in between.
I understand there's also some pieces that are relevant to some of the musicians from Peoria and Central Illinois as well, right?
There's an entire section of the exhibit that focuses on recordings that were done in and around Peoria. So albums that were done by Styx or by REO Speedwagon or Dan Fogelberg are all featured in one section of the exhibit.
That's H.P. Newquist talking to Joe Deacon. For more on the exhibit, go to WCBU.org. Before we let you go, Peoria Guild of Black Artists, A New Renaissance, is a new exhibit that kicks off tonight at the Peoria Art Guild with an opening reception at 5. Social distancing will be enforced, masks required, and you can learn more at PeoriaArtGuild.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.